Beginning on December 29th, Amtrak trains will travel a route that parallels the Connecticut River from Springfield to the Vermont state line for the first time since the 1980s. Rolling on 50 miles of new track, the trains will be able to travel up to 70 miles per hour. The faster speed and the elimination of a detour caused by the deteriorated conditions of the old track will cut half an hour off the travel time. More importantly, says Dana Roscoe, a transportation expert with the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, the new route brings passenger service to where people live in the population centers of Holyoke, Northampton, and Greenfield.
People love trains. People love to ride on trains. People love to talk about trains. People love trains.
For now, the twice-daily Amtrak Vermonter is the only passenger train that will run over the new track. But regional planners and local officials hope to persuade the incoming administration of Massachusetts Governor-elect Charlie Baker to provide funds to operate commuter rail on the track. Commuter rail between Hartford and Springfield is to expand to about a dozen trains a day by the end of 2016. Tim Brennan, executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, said the upgraded rail service is a game changer.
For a variety of reasons. First of all, people that are young and old are increasingly not infatuated with the automobile. And people's choice now has a penchant towards urban, compact, walkable. And give me a train option and suddenly become a very attractive place.
Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal said he and fellow Democrats took a lot of political heat for including billions of dollars for high-speed rail projects in the economic stimulus package that was passed 5 years ago. Neal said the rail work created jobs and opportunity for future economic growth.
It's going to be a very important part of the Northeast Corridor. It was a worthwhile long-term transportation investment.
Neal led a delegation of 50 business and civic leaders from Greater Springfield on a tour Monday to highlight $162 million in rail infrastructure upgrades in Massachusetts and Connecticut. He was joined in New Haven by Connecticut Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, who also touted the federal spending to improve rail transportation.
This is about good jobs. Primarily, jobs that can't be sent overseas.
At a later stop in Hartford with Connecticut Democratic Congressman John Larson, Connecticut's Commissioner of Transportation, James Redeker, urged the delegation from Springfield to lobby Congress for more funding for rail work. He said $400 million is needed to put in a second set of tracks between Hartford and Springfield to allow for more commuter trains.
There's lots more to come. There's lots more to do. A lot of hard work to be done. The vision to Montreal, the vision to Boston can't die. It's got to be there.
Neal said future upgrades in the Northeast should also focus on service between Springfield and Boston.
And I think it's imminently doable. And I think that we ought to highlight the potential for East-West.
A study of commuter rail service between Springfield and Boston is taking place. A transportation bond bill approved by the Massachusetts legislature last summer included funds to use surplus MBTA rail cars for commuter service in western Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.